RNC Chair Rona McDaniel warns against calls for a national popular vote. By Amy Furr on February 28, 2020. Republicans will continue fighting to keep the Electoral College. GOP Chairwoman Rona McDaniel said Thursday in National Harbor, Maryland. I think it is devastating to our country to get rid of the electoral vote. This is what the founders intended, for every state to have representation. The Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman said during a panel discussion at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. She continued. Stay tuned because the RNC is not going to let this go, and there's something coming. Let me just say, I have an intention to be the most litigious chair in history. I think what Democrats have done systematically to take away our rights to rig the election system, and this, to take away our votes, our electoral college votes, and have California and New York dictate who the next president of the United States is. McDaniel's comments come after a group called Conservatives for Yes on National Popular Vote Forum this month began trying to educate those on the right about the movement and push back on perceptions that such an effort would largely benefit Democratic candidates, according to The Hill. The group argues that in current presidential campaign culture, a disproportionate amount of attention is given to battleground states over the rest of the country. They argue a national popular vote system would be more equitable, the report stated. However, former Vice President Joe Biden conceded in July that President Trump won the 2016 election thanks to the founders' carefully designed system. She won the popular vote by 3 million votes. Now he won fair and square in the sense that the Electoral College works that way, he stated. Democracy was rejected by the nation's founders because they understood that a majority had the tendency to act like a tyrant, wrote Turning Point USA's founder Charlie Kirk in May. He continued. Our founding fathers envisioned a system where government would be designed to do little as opposed to doing too much. They built a system that was able to account for the nature of man and to try to control his less desirable tendencies. To paraphrase and reduce Madison, if men were angels, the founders would not have needed such a complex structure. We are not angels. We need these controls to prevent the very kind of efficiency in voting that can lead to majority dominance, Kirk warned. The Electoral College is one of those most fundamental controls, he concluded.